Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and I normally will upload an episode every single Friday to this channel where I talk a lot about self-love, self-growth, self-development, all that good stuff. And this past January, I actually did a series where I was recording, editing, and uploading an episode every single day. And every episode was a topic or conversation that just had to do with all the things we just talked about, self-growth, self-development, and just the self-love journey and the healing journey in a very realistic way. And I actually ended up getting sick this past week. I went on a weekend trip and I got super sick after the weekend trip. So when I got home from the weekend trip, I just had no voice for about 2-3 days. And then after not having a voice for 2-3 days, I ended up catching a cold and I've been very stuffy the past few days. And then I got my period and it was just like one thing after the other. And I just have not been feeling my best. And I think I also truthfully burned myself out with that series. I think recording, editing, and posting every day on top of my other jobs was just a very overwhelming thing for me to do, but it was a challenge and it was something that I'm glad that I did because I got so many new listeners from it and I love building this community up. However, it definitely was something that burned me out a bit, and I'm just being so completely honest and transparent with you guys. And I think that it's okay to admit that sometimes even the things that we love doing can burn us out. I feel like that's a good reminder, especially if you own your own business or you've thought about owning your own business. As much as I love recording, as much as I love my podcast, as much as I love all of this, it can get very normal to feel burnt out by it. And when I started to feel burnt out, I got a little bit nervous because I was like, is this something I don't want to do anymore? Is this this? Is this that? And it's like, no, you just overworked yourself a little bit. When you overwork yourself, you get burnt out and you don't have the same motivation or inspiration or urge to create those episodes. And that's kind of what I was going through. And I've been joining many new opportunities in my life along with what I do now. And I love what I do now. I love my podcast. I love doing social media. I love all that stuff. But I also wanted to kind of tackle on new projects as well and see how I could kind of work in other areas. And so I actually just started taking on some new social media jobs. And I'm very excited because I'm still going to be doing this podcast once a week, every Friday. We're still going to have For You Friday episodes. However, I also want to be more consistent on my TikTok and my Instagram when it comes to getting ready for work and all that. And I'm going to be traveling into the city more for work, which I think is super, super exciting. So I'm just really excited for all these new things happening in my life. So I just wanted to give that little update because I feel like I love to update you guys kind of on my personal life and have you guys get to know me more and just know who you're getting advice from. So that's kind of the base of how I wanted to start today's episode, was just updating you guys a little bit on my life and also just being super honest and truthful about the fact that I've been a little burnt out recently. And I think that burnout is so normal. Burnout is so okay, especially when you're a little bit overwhelmed, especially when you kind of put too much on your plate than you can handle. And then you're kind of like, whoa, I set this unrealistic standard and this unrealistic expectation for myself. And now that I can't achieve it, I feel like I'm not capable, when really it's just you overworked yourself a little bit too much. So I did a series in this January series called Diving into the DMs, and you guys absolutely loved it. And I do get so many DMs from you guys, and I'll even post on my Instagram story what you guys want me to talk about in today's episode and all that stuff. And I leave everything anonymous. So anything you guys send me, I leave super anonymous. I don't let anybody, you know who's asking me what. However, a lot of you asked me a lot of advice on things. And so I wanted to make a little list and start answering them. So I did this series a few months ago in January and a lot of you really loved it. So I want to make more of these. So I have another one planned as well. So I want to keep making the episodes that you guys love to hear, of course. So in today's episode, we're going to be diving into the DMs. I'm going to be answering questions about people pleasing, mixed emotions about past toxic relationships, asking yourself, are my friends rude or am I just sensitive? And what it's like to feel stuck and unmotivated after coming home from study abroad. So I have a bunch of random questions that we're going to dive into today, and I'm super excited that you guys love this series. So let's go ahead and get started with the first question. So like I said, someone asked, how do I stop people pleasing? And I feel like with people pleasing, it's one of those things where, so I've honestly never been a people pleaser. I can't lie. I've put people before myself in a lot of situations, but I've never been a people pleaser where it's like, oh, I have to do this to please that person. I have to do this. I have to do that. I've never really been like that. However, I've seen people that are like that. And it's one of those things where that person, no matter what they want to do or what they want to say or what they prefer, they will not do it. They will not say it or do it or whatever. And I met a lot of people like this where they have friends that take leadership and they kind of just follow along because they don't want to be a nuisance. They don't want to interrupt and all that. And I feel like a lot of the time friendships work out when they're like this because you're balanced and it's like a balance of one person that needs to be more leadership type and louder and bossier and whatever. And then you have the person that's kind of like, eh, I'll just go with the flow. Like me and my best friend, I've always grown up just taking leadership and taking control and all that stuff. And she's kind of just grown up like, I don't care what happens. Like, let's just go with the flow. And like, she'll just be there for the ride. And I'm more like, I need to control every situation. So I grew up like that. And I think that when you have a friend that's the opposite, it's a really good way to kind of balance the friendship out. However, I've also noticed that there are people out there that they will do things that they don't want to do just so that they don't disappoint their friends or disappoint whoever that they're with. So I think when it comes to people pleasing, you have to realize like you have one life and you have to realize you are the main character in your own life and the main character in your own story, no one else. So I think that's really, really important to remember is like if you continue to make decisions for other people and you try pleasing other people every single day, you're not even living your own life. At this point, you're just committing yourself as a side character to everybody else's life around you. And there was actually a quote Billie Eilish said in this interview she did where she was like, I used to create music for other people. Like, I used to create music other people would like. And that was her way of people pleasing. She would want to please her community by creating things that they would like. And then she asked herself, she's like, if everybody around me were to drop dead tomorrow, everyone and everything around me were to drop dead tomorrow, and all I had was myself and everything I created for myself, imagine I hated everything I've created for myself because I built it around other people who are no longer even here and don't even matter. And it put so much into perspective for me because I was like, wow, we do so many things, whether we think about it or we don't, for other people around us, for their approval, for their happiness, for, you know, whatever it is, and we don't think of ourselves. And when we do that, we put those people first, it's not necessarily the worst trait to have because obviously you have a good heart and it's like sweet of you and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, stand your ground, have your own opinions. I believe people that people please do not have their own morals. They don't have their own values. They don't have their own opinions. I genuinely believe people that people please just camouflage with whoever's around them. So if you're around one group of people, you're going to act one certain way. You have one sense of humor. You have one type of intelligence, etc. If you're around another group of people, you're going to have another personality, another humor, another, you know, and you're going to change and camouflage with whoever you're around. I genuinely believe that's how people who people please are. And it's like, imagine yourself from the outside looking in and viewing somebody like that. It's like, that's not somebody you'd be like, oh, that person is so inspiring or motivating. It's like, you have to just realize you're living this life for yourself. And everything that you're creating should be your own and it should be things that make you happy. The next piece of advice that I got is, are my friends rude or am I just sensitive? I think that this is a super common thing because I think a lot of the times when we're really close with friends, a lot of the time like jokes will be made and comments will be made that aren't meant to be taken super seriously. You know, it's like one of those things where they obviously don't want you to take anything too serious and they'll make a small little comment. But then a lot of the times when it's a repetitive comment or if it's about something that you're very sensitive about, like if it's about a past relationship that you're not really over with, or if it's about someone that's really hurt you, or it's about a situation that's really hurt you, I think it kind of makes you question, why is that something they would joke about? And then when everyone else laughs and everyone else views it as a joke, you're like, wait, maybe I'm just super sensitive and I shouldn't have taken that seriously. You have to remind yourself that if you're saying like, oh, or am I just sensitive, you're the only one that was in that situation. So if they're making a joke about a situation that you were in and a situation that hurt you, obviously you're going to be affected differently than everybody else. So for example, if you went through a really horrible breakup where the guy cheated on you and none of your friends have been cheated on and your friend makes a joke like, oh, at least he didn't cheat on me, but like it's a playful, joking way, And all of the friends are like laughing, like you kind of laugh along with them. And then later on, you're like, wait, that was kind of a messed up joke that I didn't really appreciate and that hurt my feelings. But am I the problem because everybody else was laughing? And then you kind of get in your head and you're like, wait, maybe I'm the issue if I'm the only one that was hurt and affected by it. But at the end of the day, if you were the only one in the room that went through that pain or that went through that situation, you're obviously going to be more affected by it than everybody else in the room. So I also always say you don't have to kind of give an explanation as to why you feel the way you might feel. I feel like a lot of the time we feel like, well, if I'm upset over this and other people aren't, I kind of have to explain myself and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, at the end of the day, if you're upset about something and if something affected you, you're allowed to be hurt by it. I am very bad. It's something I'm working on. I'm bad at being sensitive to people that are sensitive, if that makes sense. Like, I'm a little bit too insensitive when I see a situation that I wouldn't get upset over. Like, in my head, I'm very like, oh, well, I wouldn't get upset over that. So why are they upset over that? And I'm kind of trying to change out of that mindset because I realize that there's probably things that I've gotten upset over that people are like, why is she getting upset over that? So I've kind of realized that it's not good and it's not nice to put that kind of thought on somebody and be like, well, I don't get why they're upset over that, so I'm not going to be sensitive to their situation. And that's something that I'm working on because I think that if you were built with tough skin and you were built with tough love and you come from a house that you were built, you know, where you were raised on tough love, it's harder for you to be empathetic towards other people who are sensitive because you're not used to receiving that type of treatment. But I think that at the end of the day, if it's a repetitive thing, like if you're noticing that your friends are constantly making the same comments and that it's constantly coming off like they're trying to dig at you or they're trying to hurt you, I would definitely not ignore that. And I would be like, you know what? It's kind of weird that they keep making the same exact comments about this situation, and it might make you uncomfortable. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with confronting it and being like, okay, can we not make jokes about that? And I don't think that makes you come off as like killing the vibe or being negative. If it's a repetitive thing, I would genuinely just say something about it and be like, okay, can we stop making jokes about this? I don't think that's you being sensitive. I think that's you just standing your ground and saying, I don't like jokes like this being said. And I know sometimes it's hard to see people's true intentions, whether you've been friends with someone for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, no matter what it is. I do understand that it is difficult to kind of tell if someone's intentions with their jokes is genuine, if it's actually trying to hurt you, if it's just a joke, whatever it is. But I feel like if it's happening a repetitive amount of times, you'll be able to kind of read the room and be like, okay, I think that they're being serious now, and now I'm gonna say something about it. The fact that you're saying that it's a toxic relationship should clear a lot out of your mind. I think a big part of adulting and maturing when it comes to relationships is realizing you don't want toxic. It's realizing that you actually just want a nice guy. You want a guy that's going to communicate with you. You want a guy that's gonna talk with you through things and work on problems. And I always say the grass is greener where you water it. So being with someone that waters the grass that you're on instead of trying to get out of the relationship and find something easier or find something less. I feel like a lot of the time when it comes to, oh, I miss this toxic, we don't miss the toxic parts of it. It's not necessarily about them missing the person. It's about missing the feeling of when that person comes back into your life. It's about missing the way that you guys would make up after an argument. It's about missing the way they would text you after ghosting you for a week. It's the way that they would come back into your life after months of not talking. That's what toxic is. And I think that when we're younger and we're kind of more in that immature mindset, we love these things, we crave these things. Why? Because we're used to it and we're accustomed to it. So we're more comfortable with chaos. And so when we're more comfortable with chaos, that's what we chase. We chase the passion, we chase the chaos, we chase what's going to stress us out more, etc. And that's kind of the things that build a toxic relationship. And when you get to a point of, you know what, I actually just want to be happy and I want to be with someone who doesn't make me question my worth, who doesn't make me wonder if they're going to leave the next day, etc., etc., that's when we kind of realize that we just want to be with someone who's nice to us. We just want to be with someone that isn't toxic. And I feel like if you're having mixed emotions about someone that didn't treat you the best or that was very hot and cold with you, you need to just look at it in a bigger picture and say, is this someone I want to walk down the aisle to? Is this someone I want raising my children? Because at the end of the day, your answer most of the time is going to be no. It's fun in the moment and it's fun right now because you can afford to have fun. You can afford to waste your time with someone and all this. But at the end of the day, if you think of who you really want to be at your side at the end of the day, it's probably not the guy who ghosts you every other week. It's probably not the guy that makes you question your worth. It's probably not the guy that makes you question whether or not he likes you. So I think that if you're having mixed emotions, that's answer enough that that's not a relationship that you want to be in. And I think that you need to just realize that it might be fun in the moment and you might miss it in the moment, but that's not something you want to chase and that's not someone you want to end up with. The last question that I got is, how do I get through feeling stuck and unmotivated after coming home from study abroad? And I also want to talk a little bit about burnout as well, because I never studied abroad. I was supposed to study abroad, signed up for it, got accepted into the program. I was like fully planning on it. And then COVID took over and I no longer was able to go study abroad, which was very, very devastating because it was something I really wanted to do to push myself out of my comfort zone. I've met people that have studied abroad. Two of my best friends have studied abroad. And I obviously never personally went through that feeling, but I did ask for a little bit of their input. And basically, it is a big shift, you know, when you're kind of in this, you go study abroad, you're really out of your comfort zone, you're feeling all these emotions, you're meeting all these people, you're seeing all these new things. It's a very empowering and overwhelming feeling, but it's like a good amount of overwhelming. It's the overwhelming where you feel very like empowered because you made such a strong move. You did such a big thing for yourself. And I feel like it's super empowering. It feels super great. And then you come back home and you're back in your old routine and everything feels a little bit more boring, a little bit more mundane. And you kind of just feel like maybe you're not even accomplishing as much as you were when you were abroad. And this is so, so normal. I actually watched TikToks on this as well, where girls were like, they would go to Europe, they would study abroad for all these months, and they would come back home and they'd be like, what is my purpose in life? I don't think I belong here. I think I belong abroad. And I also know many people who studied abroad and then came back home and they were like, nope. And they went back and moved abroad fully because they felt like that's where they were meant to be. Some of the advice that I gotten from my friends and then also seen on TikTok is to do things in your home where you are now that you did abroad, kind of try to romanticize it a little bit. So if I had to use this in my own example, obviously it's not the same thing, but when I go to New York, and New York is about 45 minutes, maybe an hour away from me. When I go to New York and I go to a coffee shop and I do work at a coffee shop. The other day I went to go do work in a coffee shop and I spent hours in this cafe doing work. I ordered a coffee and I literally just spent hours doing work in the cafe. I felt so productive. I felt so motivated. I felt so inspired. I was like, wow, I haven't felt this like motivated and excited for work in so long. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm in New York at a cafe and it just felt more motivating. It felt more uplifting. I felt more inspired seeing the people there, seeing the culture there, all that stuff. And then the next day I wake up and home and I'm working from home and I'm like, I don't feel that same excitement. So what I'll do is I'll be like, let me go to a cafe in a town near me that I've never been to before. So the other day I went to a cafe that I never went to before. And it's like, you're not getting the same crowd. You're not getting the same environment, but I still did feel more productive and feel more motivated because I was doing something that I've done in a more inspired area, but I was bringing it back home. The times I feel most inspired for me personally is when I'm in New York or Boston, like one of my two of my favorite cities. Obviously, I haven't traveled much, but those are the top two cities that like I love and I love doing work in and I feel motivated in and inspired in. But also when I'm at the beach, like when I go to Florida or when I go to the Bahamas or whatever it is, when I'm at the beach, I feel so inspired. I just want to like open up my laptop and get a bunch of work done, shoot a bunch of content. And I just feel so motivated and inspired when it's summertime and I'm at the beach and I'm in the sun and I'm by the water and I'm on the sand, like all that stuff. That is when I feel most inspired and motivated. And obviously when you're abroad, you're around that more often than when you're home and the weather is better and the people are nicer. So I think try to incorporate things that you did abroad into your back home routine. So if you woke up abroad every morning and you would step outside and drink a cup of coffee, try to incorporate that into the home you're in now. And also realize that you are where you're meant to be. And that was a chapter of your life you were meant to experience. And maybe you'll go back to that chapter in your life again. Maybe you'll move abroad one day. You never, ever know. But I understand feeling unmotivated back home. But my biggest piece of advice, if you feel
unmotivated back home, because I get this way too, is just do things back home that make you happy, that make you feel inspired, whether it's going to a cafe, going for a walk, whatever it might be, seeing people you don't see often, because there is a lot more around you than you might see. And I think it's so worth exploring that. And then when it comes to being more burnt out and unmotivated, I actually have been feeling this way a lot recently with my podcast, just being fully transparent with you guys, because when I did my January series, I got extremely burnt out. And especially because I was doing solo episodes for majority of them, I would say like 85% of them were solo episodes, I got very burnt out. I got very exhausted from talking, and I felt like I was repetitive, and I felt like I was sick of my voice. I was sick of editing my voice. I was sick of listening to my voice and all this stuff. And it just became a very burnt out process where I no longer felt inspired. I didn't feel motivated. I obviously took a week off after the January series last week because I just needed a breather. But I feel like it's so frustrating when something that you love doing all of a sudden is something that makes you feel burnt out. But I also think it's important to not feel guilty about it, to not put pressure on it, to not feel stressed about it, because it is so normal to get burnt out by everything, even if it's things that make us super happy. So I think just realizing and just telling yourself, I need to take a break from this. And that's so totally okay. And I realized, I was like, I need to take a break from this show for a week because I just spent every day recording and editing and uploading. I need to just take a breather. I need to take a break. I need to reset. I'm going to clean my room. I'm going to clean my space, my car, my office. I'm going to go through all my clothes and just do like a really big reset. And that's exactly what I did. I took a week off. I was going to my Pilates classes. I was going on more walks. I was keeping my space super clean. I was cooking a lot more in the kitchen. I was reading my book more. And I was kind of just trying to unwind a little bit and relax because I felt like my life was really, really overwhelming when I was doing that, and everything was super go, go, go. And so now I'm at a point where I'm still really busy because I just started working in social media marketing for the social agency, which has been super great. I'm doing my podcast. I've been doing some other side hustle work, and it's definitely been a lot, and it's been super busy, but I kind of feel a little bit better now that things are back on track. And the way I look at it is, I'm like, I'm 23, I'm single, I'm like finishing up college. This is the time to kind of put in my all, see what I love doing. I love this podcast. I love that I built this podcast. And then I also love the other work that I'm doing. So it's like filling my time up with things that I love doing and making as much money as I can, experiencing as much as I can, just really fully indulging in this life is so motivating to me, and gaining the experience I can, networking and making the connections that I've made, traveling, like all of this stuff. This is what I want my 20s to be filled with. And I think that I'm in the point of life where I want to take advantage of that. And so I've kind of just been letting that burnout turn into something more beautiful, where it's like, I'm just so grateful for the opportunities that I have and the life that I have and the opportunities that I get to work towards and take. So that's how I've kind of been viewing life. So I think when you feel burnt out, let yourself relax, take a few days off, take a week off, and just relax with your thoughts. And I understand that that's an easier option for some more than most, but I think just really try to take a mental break. And also, when you do get back to work, make sure you're also taking those mental breaks with work. Make sure that you're also taking mental health breaks in the middle of your workday, stepping away from your screen, just sitting outside for a little bit, whatever it might be. I've been sitting outside a lot more now that the weather is getting nicer in Jersey. So little acts like that will make such a difference. So that is how I'm going to end today's Diving Into the DMs episode. You guys have been loving this series, so I'm going to continue doing these. So make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at For You From Eve and DM me anything that you guys want to see or you want to hear me talk about. And then same thing for TikTok. Make sure you follow me at For You From Eve. I've been super active on my TikTok and my Instagram. So I want to thank you all so much for your constant love and support. And I will talk to you guys next week. Mwah.